Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 1st, 2015. For joining us live from Washington, this is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Ngandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A local government minister, Ignatius Chombo, has given vendors in Zimbabwe a one-week ultimatum to move from the city and town centers or risk being evicted by the army, police and council police.
Those who are vending in army designated places have been asked to move to appropriately designated places so that they don't continue to break the law.
Some observers say President Robert Mugabe should stop visiting other countries and tackle his country's ailing economy.
He needs to address the lack of foreign direct investment. He needs to address issues of investment in the country, issues of production in industry. So he needs to be more at home.
And ZANU-PF sympathizers who acquired vast tracts of land under the land reform program or are not utilizing their farms fear that the government may repossess or cut farm sizes.
Local government minister Ignatius Chombo has given vendors in Zimbabwe a one-week ultimatum to move from the city and town centers or risk being evicted by the army, police and council police. Chombo read the Riot Act at his Makombe building offices today. Zimbabwe's struggling economy has forced many Zimbabweans to sell wares in the streets. Chombo tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that there is no going back and vendors must move.
We were simply telling the residents of Harare and the other local authorities that appropriate vending sites have been identified by our local authorities. So those who are vending in streets and vending in undesignated places have been asked to move to appropriately designated places so that they don't continue to break the law.
Is there a time frame for this?
They have been given a week to do so.
But their concern has been that the areas that have been designated are not good for business.
They will be good for business because you've got to advertise the place so that people know where you are located and what kind of wares can be found in a good area. It doesn't make sense to have 6,000 people in an area designated for 3,000 people. It just creates disorder and mayhem.
But do you have the manpower to enforce this move, Dr. Chombo?
Oh, yes. We do have the Zimbabwe Republican Police, the local and the city authority itself, its own police personnel to enforce them. I don't see any problem. But we just need one it done without sufficient warning and the notice given to the vendors.
That was local government minister Ignatius Chombo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. But reacting, National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe National Director Samuel Wadzai says they'll resist the move and charged that members of the Joint Operation Command, or JOC, which comprises the army, which was part of the meeting, threatened them should they resist.
We were invited to a meeting just an hour before the meeting actually started. The meeting was basically an opportunity for ministers to tell us that they have decided to remove all vendors from their operating vending throughout the country. Present were local authority mayors and also in the body chairpersons in the meeting. I think every town was covered in Zimbabwe. So they were instructed to work with the police and the army to make sure that they remove vendors from their current operating site.
We understand that there were some kind of threats against you. Is it true?
Yes. Threats were made, yes. They said that if we don't encourage our members to forget their current operating places, there will be consequences. There was an official from the army, unfortunately I did not get his name, who actually, you know, displayed his muscular, you know, presentation to the effect that if we don't abide by the instruction, we will face consequences. But we would like to tell the army and the police that we don't want to fight anyone. We are not military, we are vendors, we are entrepreneurs, we are trying to look after our families. And no one, born of a woman, can make me leave my workplace. They should create employment for us if they want us to leave, you know, vending. They should create employment. There are no jobs, however, at North. So I can opt to be killed other than to go home and see my son die. So it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter that I can repeat. It will not happen.
That was National Vendors Union Zimbabwe National Director Samuel Wadzai speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.